The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
You guys want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No, no, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we got medical integration. We're integrating medical and holistic. Yeah, think about that, integration. That word just occurred to me, Super Don. Integration, yeah. Remember what you were in. Black and white need to integrate. You don't have separate fountains. We have, if we could address the whole medical issue, non-medical issue, holistic healthcare, homeopathic, herbalist, more like a civil rights issue, you think that we would actually succeed in overturning the medical monopoly? Because what we have in modern medicine are like Jim Crow laws. No homeopaths allowed. No herbalists allowed. You know what I'm saying? It just occurs to me as I'm looking at this issue. You know, why not make it a civil rights issue? I know I'm not the first one to think of that. It just occurred to me in the moment as we're going to talk about integrative medicine and thinking of the word integration. We got Dr. Marty Gallagher from the Sacred Fire of Liberty. We're going to go back and play that interview. He hasn't aired yet, and that's going to be fun this hour. Good guy. And we're going to hear from Sally L. Cordy from New York about this group called Peace One Day. They get, you know, ceasefires to happen in war zones. But what happens next may be the most shocking thing. It may be what they're really all about. So, more news that the officials don't want you to hear coming up. First and foremost, though, Mercury. Quicksilver, as it's been known. Mercurius, in Latin. In the homeopathic Materia Medica, you've got page after page after page after page after page of effects of mercury, even in minute quantities. And I read, every organ and tissue of the body is more or less affected by this powerful drug, as it was referenced in the Materia Medica, because mercury used to be a drug, even though it's added to drugs like vaccines. It transforms healthy cells into decrepit, inflamed, and necrotic wrecks, decomposes the blood, producing a profound anemia. This malignant medicinal force is converted into useful life-saving and life-preserving service if employed homeopathically, guided by its clear-cut symptoms. Now, that's the thing about homeopathy. We can take mercury and convert it into a completely safe and non-toxic medicine so that those that like to use mercury as doctors, you actually have a way to use it safely as a homeopathic medicine where you can help the body to elicit and mobilize a response against the mercury to excrete it, along with many other methods that are necessary in this case. And we deal with this all the time, every Monday, with Dr. Batard, at the very least, talking about the danger of mercury. Now, there's more bad news, this time out of Harvard. Yeah, we're going to quote a Harvard study. Mercury is twice as pervasive in the environment as previously thought. Mercury in the environment, twice as high as previously thought, according to Harvard University and the Argonne National Laboratory, published in the Journal of Environmental Science and Technology on August 15th. That's why I said last hour about mercury. We're all mercury toxic to some level or another. Some have an easier time finding and excreting, methylating, than others. The difference being autism in youth, Alzheimer's later in life, MS in the middle of life, ALS at almost any age now. Mercury, a potent neurotoxin, accumulating in a big, bad way and long-lasting. Since especially the expansion during the Industrial Revolution, they say background levels of mercury in the environment are now approximately 5 to 10 times higher than what they considered natural levels prior to the Industrial Revolution. This is, I mean, it, you know, if we do nothing, it's going to be around. Not as long as the ionizing radiation of uranium and the refined uranium into plutonium and things like that coming out of Fukushima. And that's beyond our ability to fathom. We need alien technology to come and save us on that one. I'm sorry. I had to say it. Don't know another way on that one. Maybe, I mean, hemp, yes. Plant hemp, too. Yes,
alien please. Technology, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Call for it. We're late enough in the evening now on the East Coast. We can call for alien intervention.
Okay. This is quite the story, though. I mean, it really is. Is it just my imagination, but we're seeing mercury start to be talked about in the mainstream media more and more.
It's a shocker, isn't it? Because, I mean, Vitar yesterday said that any time there was a paper submitted that mercury caused something, it was immediately, nope, we're not publishing that. Because it would indict most industry and all of medicine, pretty much.
Right. There's a lot of damage control going on right now because big I've time. Seen stories coming out where they're you know talking about especially when it comes to the fish that you eat,
mm-hmm.
and they're trying to say, well, don't eat these kind of fish. These kind of fish are okay. Well, pregnant women need to watch out for these kind of fish and everything like that. And it's the mercury. The mercury is what they're zeroing in on.
And remember, if you want to eat fish, you can do so. Toxinsaway.com. You can eat, you know, take that with the mercury loaded fish if you have to, and it will bind the mercury in the gut. Which also another simple way to do that is eat organic strawberries with your meal. We've learned that the fibers, the insoluble fibers from strawberry, do a really good mop up job of dietary mercury. So you have an ability to send it on out, but there's no excuse for injecting it. Is the point too, on the vaccine front. You know, with the whistleblower, CDC whistleblower, who's been basically lying and hiding things for years before he decided to come out to clear his conscience, and now he went back into his rabbit hole at CDC.
Right.
And mercury, that's why I say selenium, 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 glutathione, produce it. The water we talk about, the hydrogen-rich water to bind the free radicals, to help float them out. Why Dr. Newsom's stuff is so very important as well. The digestive detox. Along with the Super Earth Energy and Flammagon. If you haven't been to drnewsom.com, drnuzum.com, we do have to get him back on again. I mean, the guy is so fascinating. That was great, the last discussion we had with him and Paul about how the synergy between that and the water was so phenomenal. Check out the water at robertswater.com. But I'm doing Super Earth Energy every day. Those of you who need a little help detoxing, and let's face it, who doesn't? The digestive detox is something you can do. You can ease into it. If you're concerned about going too fast, you control the pace at which you go. And, of course, the aspect of dealing with inflammation, the Inflammagon. We're talking about that fulvic acid. If you heard the story, how this helps, it marches into the cells, delivers what the cells need, and picks up what they don't, and then you float it back out on robertswater.com. Echo water, of course. Got it going on. And then the mercury, of course, impacting the nervous system, the brain, the emotions, your ability to interface with the world, and you got a disease like schizophrenia. Schizophrenia. And this article, United Propaganda International is publishing, headline reads, schizophrenia is actually 8 disorders, not 1 disease.
Oh, yay!
Hooray!
See, we were looking for a drug to try and treat schizophrenia, and guess what? Santa Claus came to town, and he brought us... Eight disorders now we get to try and treat individually.
Right. Yeah, isn't that beautiful? We don't need one drug for schizophrenia. We need 8. Right?
I am such a cynic. See what you've done to me, Robert Scott.
No, but you're a realist. You're not a cynic. I recognize that. Of course, you know, people, if they go back and listen to my opening monologue today on Obama's declared war on containment, as you called it, compassionate containment. That was a great line.
Right.
You know, they're going to say we're so far out of the mainstream. You're damn straight. The mainstream is, that's where all the mercury is.
Right.
That's where all the toxic mercury is. You don't want to be there. They will guide you down that mercury river over the falls into a big vat of mercury. You do not want to be there. That's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now tell your friends and family. Help them out. Do them a favor. Schizophrenia, actually 8 disorders, not 1 disease. According to Robert Cloninger, that's an interesting name, Cloninger.
Mm.
What we've done here after a decade of frustration in the field of psychiatric genetics is identify the way genes interact with each other. Isn't that interesting? No mention of mercury. Increased right. levels of mercury that Harvard said. Harvard said there's way more mercury than ever. Well, we can't look at that. We need something that we can drug. We can't drug mercury toxicity, can we? No. You can chelate it out. So far, the medical doctors are the only ones mostly that are, quote-unquote, allowed to do chelation. So why not invest there? You can still make some money. Schizophrenia is 8 different disorders. WashU, the Egghead Research University in St. Louis, they made this conclusion after analyzing the symptoms and genetic coding of 4,200 patients diagnosed with schizophrenia and 3,800 healthy controls. 8, not 1. I mean, this is more. This is wilder than the Trinity. This is like the holy octagon for modern medicine, their church, right? No holy Trinity for them.
It's the holy octagon. I'll give them. You know me. I'm always trying to find the silver lining here, trying to find the positive in the story. And
go for it.
At least what we're looking at. Okay, well, listen.
Yeah.
It is not one thing. And how many times have we talked about this, that they're always looking for that one thing? Right. What's that one thing that causes this, or that one thing, that one drug that's going to take care of this thing? And now they've discovered, oh, look, well, maybe it might be a combination of things that might lead to schizophrenia.
Right.
Now, in a perfect world, what they're going to do is they're going to look at those different combinations of things and try and find ways to treat the underlying causes of those different you know, pieces of the puzzle. Of course, they're not going to do that. They're going to, like I said in the beginning of this, they're going to look at it and go, hey, now we can come up with 8 drugs, you know, to try and cure schizophrenia.
Yeah, or
at least they're looking at it in a way where they're going, you know what, maybe it's not just one thing that causes schizophrenia. Maybe it's a combination of things.
Gene splicing, gene surgery, gene engineering, and, of course, genetic designer drugs.
And gene
that
Simmons.
Is where Gene Simmons, of course, somewhere in here. Schizophrenia, I'm not sure. but, yeah, and I agree. It's more than one thing. It's mercury. It's arsenic. It's lead. It's aluminum. You got it. It's cadmium. And all of these things deplete what? Selenium and chromium and magnesium and leach out what? Boron. All of, you know, again, you deplete the body of what it needs. You replace it with these analogs or heavy metals. And you've got all kinds of disorders, including those defined as psychiatric. And they ain't never going to find a cure. The Church of Modern Medicine ain't designed to find a cure. It's only to have perpetual management of diseases that they, in fact, create. That's right. Even in the jungles of Liberia, where you're dealing with abject selenium deficiency. You might say vitamin C, but selenium is even more important at micrograms. All right, stick around. We've got lots more to go. And Dr. Marty Gallagher coming up. Integrative medicine, is it possible?
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing tempting for us to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Sacred Fire of Liberty Gala that happened recently, but of course Jonathan Emort's really inspired a lot of folks, and he's inspired by a lot of folks, including my next guest. He's an award recipient, Dr. Marty Gallagher. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you, Robert. Nice to be with you tonight.
Now, you were awarded as well, and what was the title or topic, the area of the award for you?
My area is integrative medicine, mm-hmm. So I'm uniquely triple licensed as a board-certified family physician, a chiropractor, and a medical acupuncturist. So I am the owner of Medical Wellness Associates, and an integrative medicine facility, employs 38 nurses and paraprofessionals and other physicians outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
So you're either well-loved or despised, depending on who's looking at you, because, you know, a doctor, a chiropractor, natural stuff? I mean, how did you integrate all of that?
Well, at first I started as a chiropractic nutritionist, so I have a master's degree in nutrition, and all the patients that I saw, this goes back almost 40 years ago. So if you had back pain, headaches, migraine, digestive upsets, we did not only a nutritional assessment, but also a structural evaluation. And so your program might be detoxification, chiropractic manipulation, mm-hmm. nutritional supplementation. We had very dramatic results. And over a period of time, we grew a center called Medical Wellness Associates, and I began employing MDs to do things like chelation therapy and intravenous vitamin therapy and natural hormone replacement therapy, but I had tremendous resistance to that.
Sure.
So at age 50, I decided the best person for that job was me, and I returned to medical school.
Nice.
And so I completed medical school, my residency training.
But you knew stuff going into medical school.
I did.
How did your head not explode with the wrong information they were giving you?
Two ways. I was sort of schizophrenic in that sense, right?
Yeah.
So part of the faculty was very supportive of the fact that I was a chiropractic nutritionist,
mm-hmm.
and the other half wanted to see me fail. And yeah. So basically you have to follow the protocols that are already in place.
Right, right.
At the same time, try to shift their attention. And I think we've done that because now I'm on the faculty at West Virginia University Medical School, a Department of Family Medicine, and we have a training program so that you can become board certified in family medicine and medical acupuncture. You can graduate with both degrees. It's the first of its kind in the country.
That is stunning. So, yeah. You know, when we talk about the sacred fire of liberty, it's burning. Mm-hmm. It's making its inroads into places maybe we never thought possible. And this is another one of those stories that I hadn't heard yet.
It's absolutely occurring both places. I'm also on the faculty at the University of Wisconsin. I teach regenerative injections. So that's a new thing in medicine as well. We've been wedded to the model that if you have an orthopedic problem, it should be surgery or drugs. And our model is, why not regenerate it using stem cells, ozone therapy, platelet-rich plasma, and other forms of therapy.
Interesting. Have you looked into the Body Electric by Dr. Robert Becker and his work with silver-stimulating dedifferentiation stem cells? Interesting stuff,
yes,
too.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I've read his work actually going back about 15 to 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And we're members of the European Ozone Association as well as the American Ozone Association.
Nice.
And we use intravenous ozone, mm-hmm. intra-articular, injected into joints.
Yep.
And this is going to be an upcoming therapy and a very important therapy for the public.
Oh, absolutely.
And we have to get the public behind it as well.
Yeah, Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe would love that.
Absolutely,
that.
Yeah. He was one of the very early forerunners of it.
Yes.
And it's beginning to come to fruition.
That's great news, really stunning news. So where do you spend most of your time in terms of your practice or traveling around the world teaching?
Both.
But I'd say
the majority of my time, about 80% of it, is practice.
Mm-hmm.
So I treat patients 5 days a week. We have an integrative medicine center doing
chelation
therapy.
Remind me, which city?
Just outside Pittsburgh. It's in Gannett, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
About 20 miles outside of Pittsburgh.
So I'm sure, well, people find out about you, they'll travel from all over
all
to
over.
Get some of this.
Yeah, we have patients all over the United States, Canada, mm-hmm. South America. On a regular basis, we treat people like that.
So how did you connect with Jonathan Emord in this sacred fire?
Well, actually, I connect with Jonathan Emord because I'm a client of Jonathan Emord.
All right.
Because I had the Food and Drug Administration show up in my office 3 years ago unannounced.
Look at that.
Yes.
And what were they interested in?
Their complaint was that they had a complaint that I was removing stem cells from patients
mm-hmm.
and growing them in a special laboratory in my office and then injecting them into patients along with ozone therapy.
Okay.
It was completely bogus complaint.
Right. So you shut it down eventually?
No patients ever had any complaints.
Right.
We were not able, through the Freedom of Information Act, to actually find out the source of it.
Mm.
That's how bad our freedom is being challenged in the United States.
Yeah.
No information released from the Freedom of Information Act.
Incredible.
But we subsequently began instituting ozone therapy again.
Yeah.
And we plan on spreading the word about it.
Well, God bless you, sir, and thanks to Jonathan Emord for keeping this sacred fire going. And
can't do it without him.
And congratulations to your award as well.
Thank you.
You can be found, Dr. Marty Gallagher, at vitamincoach.com.
That's
best website.
Yep.
VitaminCoach.com, and certainly we've got lots more to talk about, but again, at this point, congratulations for your award, and I'm so glad to connect with you. Everybody check it out. I've got links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com to VitaminCoach.com, and Dr. Marty Gallagher, thank you for being here.
Really appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks very much.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high-quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Just another quick reminder, if you want to modulate your immune system, and who doesn't? Yeah, you listen to this show. I hope you're already doing it with Better Way Health's Beta 1 3D Glucan. You can do so by going to betterwayhealth.com. They're at 800-746-7640, 800-746-7640. And you can call me right now at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. In fact, We do have someone joining us at this point of the hour. She's a tremendous activist out there doing great work in New York on the vaccine issue, trying to wake the folks of New York up from their slumber. The city that never sleeps is sleeping big time on the vaccine issue. But Sally Elcordi is waking a lot of them up, and she's on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got to bring her in now. Sally, are you back? Are you with us?
Yes, I'm here, Robert. Thank you very much for having me back on. The issue that I'm addressing tonight while in New York, because the United Nations is in New York, is something I have been addressing since 2012 when I've been writing to the founder of something called Peace One Day. His name is Jeremy Gilley, and I have been educating him because I always try to combat people being vaccinated through education. But
right.
Sometimes you cannot educate people who already know, which I know he does at this point. Now, this program, it vaccinates what he says is millions, but I know he's given a hard number of 1.6 million in a previous year and 1.4 million last year that were given the oral polio vaccine. They have a ceasefire for one day, which sounded beautiful, and I truly believe him to be an earnest soul.
Okay.
However, I do not believe this anymore, and when I went to the United Nations to educate the international UNICEF director, Anthony Lake, before he gave 22 million children triple oral polio in Syria, I ran into Jeremy Gilley there, and so he definitely knows who I am because he's spun around upon sight of me, and I asked him to stop vaccinating children all over the world, and he just stood there with mouth agape. So he definitely knows who I am, which means he's definitely received the endless educational videos and texts I have sent him and continue to. Today I must have sent three or four.
All right, Sally, let me stop you for a moment because I'm looking at this Peace One Day on Facebook. And it
yes.
looks like, you know, you get this sense of, oh, good, they're for peace, and yay, we can all support that. We want peace. And they said, well, let's set up a ceasefire. And what was shocking to me when I read about them, it seems that the ceasefire is not for peace, but it's for a piece of the children, for Big
right.
Pharma. They come in there on the ceasefire, and they inject or vaccinate oral polio, whatever they do, to all the children of these war-torn regions under the guise of we're here to help the children, yet we know what these vaccines are really doing to these children. And we covered last hour about the declaration of war on Ebola, which is really a war on selenium, a war on clean water, a war on proper sanitation and hygiene, and all of the things that we know that would prevent an outbreak of the so-called Ebola, which is acting more like a scurvy or selenium deficiency of a massive scale. And now Obama has said he's going to send troops in there and establish health, I don't know, clinics, something, ever, not just in West Africa, but wherever it's needed. And I'm just
right.
saying, what
and,
the hell
the
is
Senate,
going on here?
I heard on GCN News the Senate met today about the Ebola,
mm-hmm.
and they're putting $88 million for Ebola. It's going to be in a different bill, and I would love to know what they had to say today.
And where they got it from? Where did the $88 million come from? Now, Peace One Day, again, an organization under the guise of peace coming in to assault the little children. Am I
through
exaggerating?
The United Nations, the World Health Organization, and Ban Ki-moon, who's the Secretary General, I paraphrase what he said in their official video, all fighters lay down their arms so we can vaccinate their children.
Wow. Really stunning. And so you've educated the head guy there, and he knows it. And
yes,
he knows you. Then would you say he's a stooge for the medical mafia?
Well, I would like to say that, but he was on his way to meet with Ban Ki-moon about the Great Lakes region that very day. I don't know what he has to do with the Great Lakes region, but I'd be interested to know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, is there a war zone in the Great Lakes region that we're unaware of that he's going in to call a ceasefire so he can go in and vaccinate the fishes that are filled with mercury? What's going to go on there?
Well, it's one-third of the world's water. He said he was on behalf of the DRC, which I looked up to be Democratic Republic of Congo. So it doesn't – I don't know if that's really what DRC means. But all I can say is on that day, that's where he was headed, and he didn't look like the hippie guy he looked like in the video, and he looked very businesslike. And all I can say is that I dropped off a book that day, Dissolving Illusions, pointing out that vitamin C cures polio, and if you found 22 Syrian children with polio, it can be cured instead of getting a million doses for each child they found. So,
right.
You're talking about
Suzanne Humphrey's book.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I'm in touch with Suzanne. She's overseas right now, but we've got her scheduled to come on pretty soon, which I appreciate you mentioning her book. I recommend it. It's extraordinary, giving you the history that no one seems, certainly the medical community, doesn't know about vaccines. And
Director of International UNICEF has my signed copy of it, so he knows better. They all know better.
Well, could you say that they're engaged in purposeful mass genocide or population reduction, or are they all wholly ignorant of what they're involved and engaged in?
Well, they're not ignorant, because I challenged, and I know that this woman, his assistant, Angela Irving, I've written to her. She's responded. So then we challenged Dr. Crawley, Dr. Shiv Chopra, and challenged them through me to a debate before Peace One Day. Or rather, on Peace One Day, they did not decline, but we challenged, and they could bring any expert they wanted. You know, Margaret Chan of the World Health Organization, who's also involved with Peace One Day, and the head of International UNICEF, Anthony Lake, to debate Dr. Crawley and Dr. Shiv Chopra at Dr. Chopra's actual recommendation. We had a concert to ban vaccines on that very day.
Right.
I'm asking people to please, as I do, right, go to the Peace One Day Facebook page and post informative videos and educational links, because if we cannot get through to them, at least we will get through to the people who go to their page, and also to hashtag Peace Day, and you'll see a lot of my posts, because I'm constantly, perpetually trying to fight this through education. If not them, then at least through the people who may go to that page.
Sally, let me ask you a question. It's more personal of your mission, your passion, why you do what you do. You have come out and said ban, B-A-N, ban vaccines, which is a very big step compared to we want fully informed consent, right? If people want it, that's fine, but you've got to tell them the truth about all the negative repercussions of injecting toxic poisons into defenseless little children. Why the leap to go forward with that concept or slogan or saying, ban vaccines?
Well, in 2009, I had started to notice a lot of children reminded me of my severely mentally retarded sister. I would stop the parents in the street, introduce myself, tell them I had a mentally retarded sister, and ask them what the problem with their child was, because I was seeing a rash of children who were reminding me of my sister as the vaccine schedule increased, you know. So they would all say, but the doctor said it wasn't the vaccine. And I thought in each case, I never asked if it was the vaccine, but each and every person is saying, but the doctor said it wasn't the vaccine. So it became extremely clear that children who were mentally incapacitated similarly to my sister, this was caused by a vaccine. So I embarked on a journey to ban vaccines, because nobody should live the life my sister lived. And therefore, I then became interested. I found out that the ingredients are 100% poison, that these 100% poison ingredients create all diseases in internal medicine and death. And now, of course, since 2011, we know the vaccine hoax is over. I have not just the five parts of intent from that study, but three others. And now with the CDC whistleblower, we have a fifth category, and it will probably have many subdivisions, because they are culpable of crimes against humanity as well.
Well, I will say that you know, the statement you made, interesting, 100% of what's in a vaccine is poison. You know, you might have a caveat to say, well, if there's sterile water as a base, well, that wasn't. But the fact that they added in into that medium, then it means basically, yeah, 100% of it. You're right. There's none of it that even squalene, if they add squalene, which you could safely put on your skin, you can safely ingest orally. The moment you inject squalene, it's a hyperimmune stimulant. and it can create
right.
neurological
peanut oil. You know, peanut oil is fine to drink, but please don't inject it into a child's system, or they will create an allergy, and they can go into anaphylactic shock just by smelling somebody's peanut butter sandwich across the cafeteria. And anaphylactic shock leads to death sometimes. So no matter, it's poison when put in the bloodstream. But quite frankly, what I say to people is we don't know everything that's in vaccine. But unless it is the antidote to what we do know, we are in big trouble.
Well said, Sally. And I just want to say for all of our listeners that some might be in shock over, as much as we talk about vaccines in a way that the mainstream media does not, the fact is I have in my materia medica here remedies for all of those diseases that they say are prevented by vaccines. But they create 1,000 more in the chronic realm because they deny the reality that a healthy child can encounter these so-called diseased organisms or viruses, whatever, and actually be strengthened through the process and not have chronic degradation diseases later in life because of the interaction naturally with these microorganisms. It is part of the design plan. For those of you who think that's cruel, that means a lot of people will die. Well, they're already dying from being intervened with in an artificial manner. And they're denying it. The medical authorities are denying it. The government authorities are denying it. Even President Obama is supporting these efforts, as Bush did before, as I said. We're fair about upsetting and offending Republicans and Democrats, just so you know. Sally L. Cordy, we love you and appreciate you. Thank you for filling us in on that Peace One Day group. I am much, much more aware of that than before. So thank you, Sally. After the break, we'll be back. Comfort food. Is it real? Does it exist? And one more use for a chin strap.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's killing you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food that's on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so as simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrant vigor and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Thanks again to Sally. L40's doing great work up there in New York and around the world, broadcasting now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. She was letting it out on that piece one day. So look out for these groups that appear to be peaceniks, but they're really pro-big pharma-niks, if you will. And something rhymes with that I really want to call them, but I won't. gosh darn it. Speaking of that, what was that? We got a comment. Roger was commenting on the story about the chin straps.
Roger Ferdinand,
you could put it on a wrapper, and you could generate a lot of electricity. You can, talk show hosts. You can put it on them. You can put it on politicians. Anybody that talks a lot or chews a lot of gum. But what did Roger say?
Well, Roger was saying I can't even remember.
I think it was in response to me saying, if you can get Viagra through Obamacare, why don't they make them put it on your Johnson so that they can at least get some energy generated?
Right. So Roger writes in, he says, instead of hooking something to your Johnson, why not attach one of those units that's used on those shaker flashlights? You know those ones that, it's like if the power goes out, you kind of shake the flashlight.
Oh, yeah, the ones you can run over with a car and they still work.
Right, so he's saying, why don't you just take one of those shaker flashlight attachment things and attach it to your lower forearm, and then if you happen to get caught, then you can just say, hey, I'm just producing electricity.
I don't know what that would sound like. I'm not sure if that's right, but... Oh, hey, cut that out!
Hey, what are you doing? I'm just producing
cut
electricity.
That out. He's doing good. He's going back into the grid. Oh. Yeah.
That would actually be off the grid.
The men out there, you could solve the energy crisis right now. All right, let's see. One last thing here. The Ebola story, as we talked about.
This is a major headline.
Barack Ebola. Yeah, in Nebraska. Did you know there was an Ebola patient in Nebraska?
They actually flew him to Nebraska Medical Center.
Yeah, he's in isolation. Why don't they send the military there instead of Liberia? People of Nebraska need to be protected from Ebola because there's an Ebola patient at the Nebraska Medical Center. How's he doing, Super Don?
Yeah, you know, I mean, the headline does not say Nebraska patient doing great and recovering. It doesn't mm-hmm. say Nebraska patient is getting worse and fears, you know, dying. No, mm-hmm. this yeah. U.S. Ebola patient is bored.
He's bored.
He's bored.
That's why that he's bored. Yes, Ebola can kill you unless you're in a Nebraska hospital. Then you're just going to be bored. You know,
Fox
as I said,
News just for some reason felt it was important to let people know that the Ebola patient in Nebraska is bored. Yes.
Right. And Sally mentioned about the so-called polio, curing it with vitamin C. You can do the same thing with selenium and even lower dosages. Same thing with this. And, of course, we're establishing another military beachhead in where? In Liberia? Is that all, Obama? Is it just Liberia?
And number four, to urgently build up a public health system in these countries for the future. Not just in West Africa, but in countries that don't have a lot of resources generally.
Anywhere we want to conquer, we're going to set up public health resource centers.
You've got to let it. Now, here's the question. Who gets to be the one to interpret
who gets to decide
what that definition is?
Yeah, because
you know, we'll go to France. You guys, generally speaking, don't have enough resources. We're going to put a base right
No,
here.
They're going to go to Syria, where, of course, they're probably peace one day already declared a ceasefire because dozens of children in Syria are feared dead after being injected with a tainted measles vaccine. You
right.
know, it wasn't tainted. It was probably fresh out of the factory. It happens to do what it's designed to do, only it did it a little too quickly. You read into that as you will. I'll read into it as I will. You let me know. You can always call me, 866-939-BELL, or leave me a message at robertscottbell.com.
How many Middle Eastern countries would you say would mm-hmm. be, say, lacking in health facility resources?
Exactly. According right. to the Obama administration and those who run it in the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Hey, mm-hmm. real quick, comfort food. Mm-hmm. Is it real? Or is it just your imagination? Because you know, there is something. I think there is something called comfort food. I mean, it just makes you happy when you eat. It's like, oh, yeah, that makes me feel so good. You know, you're back home and home cooking or something. But according to this study, it doesn't exist. Get some real party poopers at the University of Minnesota.
See, now, that is a study I wish I could have participated in.
Right.
Could you imagine
that? Feed me. Feed me with my comfort food.
How do you feel after this meal? Nah, I don't know. I think I need to try something else.
By the way, my comfort food is organic. Is yours?
Is it?
Well, it wasn't when I was a kid, but now I use the organic versions of it. I still want my wife to make a Boston cream pie that's organic. She won't do it.
Yeah, and so you can eat it on the air and tell everybody about it and make everybody hungry.
Of course, you know, I probably ate like the Little Debbie version when I was waking up, if there was one. So it wouldn't be anything like I remember. It'd be way better, honey. Honey! Hey! Be with me tomorrow. We're back Outside the Box Wednesday. Ty Bollinger, yes. Go get our book, Unlock the Power to Heal. Because it reminds you that the power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, chicken, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.